All right, it's gross out, but who cares? It's Friday, and here's what it sounded like. The Daily Podcast, as always, post-show, all the best stuff, your radio highlight reel. We started out by talking The Match 2, and this sequel actually could be better than the original. Clumsy names are apparently a thing, according to this study. The top UFO sighting cities was another study that we took a look at, and the results were surprising. Some Indian guy was smuggling gold in a rather uncomfortable place. Song Stories Today featured The One I Love, and Zara Pants could get you in an awkward situation if you buy this pair. And speaking of a pair, we had two dudes on the show for an interview today. Jason Mertidis made his pigskin picks, and comedian TJ Miller joined us ahead of his shows here in Philly this weekend. Have a listen. Happy weekend. It is the Daily Podcast.
I've never seen any sort of Steph Curry interview, mm-hmm. right? Or him, you know, just being Steph Curry. Is he a funny guy?
I think he's a
upbeat.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Well liked.
Dude. Because it seems that him and Charles Barkley are going to replace Tiger Woods and Tom Brady as the third edition of The Match.
Oh, that rocks.
Right,
which is
good.
That rocks.
Cool. Even I know this is great. Yeah. If Steph Curry doesn't say a word, Barkley will be hysterical.
Yeah.
Do they play a full 18 holes?
Yeah, if Barkley doesn't say a word, he'll be hysterical watching him golf.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. I got whoever Steph Curry's team is. I'm throwing 50 on whoever that team is.
By the way, I have... I think it's a problem with basketball players, to tell you the truth, because first off, they all have to have custom clubs because they're all so damn tall that a standard club doesn't work.
They got like 50-inch clubs.
And I remember when Julius was around, and Julius was known for, you know, he was this incredible basketball player. Sucked the wind out of the golf game.
That's golf.
He was terrible
at humbling.
It. And, you know, and we always found it so shocking. I was like, how could he be so good at one thing and have absolutely no ability in the other?
Because golf is torture. Pain, torture, and regret.
All right. I think they're using that in North Korea now.
The John DeBella Podcast.
A bird and the hens were two in the bush.
102.9.
I have no bird. I have no bush. God has taken my bird and my bush.
MGK.
A report came out. As far as we know, there is no actual connection between your name and how likely you are to slip and fall when you're walking down the street. But I'll tell you what they came up with anyway.
All right.
A legal company studied the data from thousands of personal injury cases to figure out America's clumsiest names. In other words, these are the names that come in personal injury claims most often. Okay. For men, they are Kyle, Blake, Brian, Ryan, Daniel, Mark, Bob, Samuel, William, and James.
All right.
Now, with the way that I get into accidents on a regular basis, I'm surprised John isn't on this list. Then for women, the top women names are Haley Louise. Who names their kids Louise anymore?
Louise is so old she can't see.
Okay.
She trips.
All right. So Louise, Linda, Barbara, Kimberly, Mary, Angela, Deborah, Gabrielle, and?
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Taylor.
Wow.
There she is.
Is this also the crappy parking list, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the crappy parking list.
That's how
bad driver list.
Right. Bad life choices. Life choice list. Yeah, it's in there, too.
Wait, where does John fall on that list?
Well, same place as Taylor. Right? I think I fall right on top of her, to tell you the truth.
Crush
which is her nightmare.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm a man who likes to talk and sing with children.
102.9 MGK.
I saw this article this morning and I found it a little shocking. All right. Best places to buy a home if you want to see UFOs.
Okay.
And according to, if you think they're constantly, visiting us, obviously you're one of the crazies. All right. But it is amazing the areas that are on the list. Now, they say that all of these towns have houses that that are reasonably priced.
Okay.
Right? And the number one on the list is Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, where the average home is
$168,000. Oh, wow. Okay.
Those are just golf balls.
Right? Yes. Is that it? It's just golf balls?
Yep. All right. Big bombs.
And when you look at some of these, I'm going to start at the bottom. You have Mesa, Arizona, Phoenix, Orlando, Dallas, Albuquerque, Tucson, Houston. all cities in the lower part of the United States, in the southern part of the United States. And if you've ever seen the sky up there, there's a lot to see.
Sure.
You know, I've been in Tucson, and Tucson is a dark town because they have an observatory there. So all of the street lighting just points down to the ground. There's no halation from it, right? So when you look up at the sky, it's beautiful. But when you look at the top three of these cities, number one being Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, number two being Columbus, Ohio, which is northern, and number three, Philadelphia.
Whoa.
I've never heard a
I don't UFO ever recall a story, here, yeah. anything like that, of people going like, you know, there might have been the odd story, oh, big light in the skies, you know. Scares minority group in South. I don't know.
Does it say why Philly's on the list?
No, just says that
house
we're
fires.
Number one is Myrtle Beach, number two is Columbus, Ohio, and number three, Philadelphia. I'm looking for that $168,000 house, to tell you the truth.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
An Indian man. Dot, not feather.
Okay.
All right. You know, because otherwise it would have been a Native American man.
Sure.
All right. An Indian man was arrested for smuggling 12 bars of gold in his butt.
Oh. What?
12 bars?
12 That's bars. Heavy. I don't know if they're the full size ones. They're fun size gold bars. Customs officers saw him walking in a suspicious manner. Yeah, of course he was. While exiting his plane, they searched his bag and found 8 gold bars weighing in at 800 grams hidden under LED lights. Still suspicious, they x-rayed the subject and they discovered 12 more bars of gold in his hiney.
Right. How do I not draw attention? Add LED lights. Right. Make them blink, too.
Right. You know, what would you call this guy, Dave?
What would I call this guy?
Yeah. If you had to name him, what would it be?
Well, obviously a slumdog millionaire.
Yeah, he could be that. He could be the man with the golden bun.
Oh, okay. Right, I see where you're going.
Or to stay on that track.
Gold sphincter?
You got it.
Yes!
Gold sphincter. He's the man. His gold sphincter. Beware if he offers you a golden coin straight from his groin. Golden words he will put in your ear. Golden nuggets they are stuffed in his rear. Stay away from Mr. Goldsphincter. Don't shake his hand. You don't know where it's been. Yes, you do. It's up his back end. Goldsphincter. The
American people are sick and tired of hearing about
John DeBella.
Sick and tired of hearing about
the John DeBella Podcast.
Too big to fail is too big to exist.
102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
REM's The One I Love was their first big hit. I mean, it made it into the top 10 on the Billboard 100. Actually, it made it up to number 9. And although many people mistook the almost identical 3 verses of REM's The One I Love for a love song, most missed the line that went, "A simple prop to occupy my time." After it became a hit, Michael Stipe revealed that The One I Love was about a violent relationship and about using people over and over again.
Well, The One I Love is the most straightforward song on the record. It's really funny because The One I Love is so unlike the rest of the record. The rest of the record is, I like to call it, controlled chaos. You know, all these things going on that are just barely held within this framework of the song. And it's kind of odd to put out the first single as the aberration. on the record.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Sydney, I got a question for you.
Okay.
I mean, we've known each other a real long time, longer than I've known these two knuckleheads, longer than I've known these two knuckleheads combined, right? When you think of me, mm-hmm. right, who do you see? What John DeBella do you see? Do you see present day John DeBella? Do you see the one from years ago? Do you see the MMR John DeBella? Which John DeBella comes into your mind?
I see present day, but I kind of hope you see the old one for me.
Well,
when I was young.
I do. As a matter of fact, the one that comes to mind most of all was your black leather miniskirt. You remember that one?
That I do. Yeah,
sounds memorable.
We were all on TV, and she was wearing that, and there was a bunch of like other disc jockeys from other TV from other radio shows, mm-hmm. right? And they're looking at me like, "You work with that?" I said, "Yes, I do." The reason why I'm bringing up your leather is, you know, there's a big difference between leather and pleather. Pleather is very, very popular nowadays. It's mm-hmm. you know, it's plastic leather. It looks like a shiny leather, but it's plastic. Well, it seems this 19-year-old girl from New York posted a TikTok video warning all other girls out there. Do you know the store Zara?
No.
Yeah.
Zara, it's a store?
It's a store, yeah. And it's a clothing store for men and women. Okay. And it's all fashion, no quality. It's okay. The best way to explain it, right? And it seems that she bought a pair of these pleather Zara pants. And, well, here's how it worked out for her.
So I bought these really cute, flary type leather pants. And I went out to eat with my family. On our way out, my sister drops her phone. So I go down to pick it up, and this happens. So here's a warning: if you want to buy these pants, don't bend down.
Because every time you bend, you get. Come on.
Oh man. Wow. Not the choice for your first date.
No, not at all.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's got this one wrong. Yeah, of course he's got it wrong.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Everything out of his mouth is going to be wrong.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
From our sister station, The Fanatic, Jason Mertidis is here. Good morning, Jason.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. Yeah, I've come to pick games for you again. Not well, mind you.
By the way, this is an analogy for what will happen Sunday.
Yeah, it's been dark.
This darkness is going to take over the field in the form of the Ravens. But let's start off with your game of the week, the Chiefs at the Bills. Kansas City, a 4.5-point favorite. All right, what are you thinking here?
This seems like it's almost too easy, therefore it's not easy. And Kansas City and Andy Reid, they just can't help helping. Let's sign Le'Veon Bell and add another one to our island of misfit toys. But I look at this game, and, it's weird because the Bills' defense has not been good. It's not been Bills-like this year, John.
Mm-hmm.
But this game, I think, is one of those ones that you circle on the schedule and you go, okay, this is where we can make a statement. And their defense has not been good, not just by their own standards, just it has not been good. They're 24th in the NFL in pass defense. And that's they allowed one 300-yard passer last week, the Bills, or last season.
You can't be 24th and go up against Mahomes.
Yeah, that seems like really illogical, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But their defense, I think they can play much better. And I think when you circle this game on the calendar, this is the one where they rise up. It's in Buffalo. So I look at this game now. The KC defense, it fell really flat against the Raiders. I think Josh Allen gets straightened out this week as well. I'm, oddly enough, going to ride the Bills in this game.
Oh, wow. You think they're going to cover?
4.5. Yeah, I look at the cover here. I don't look at the money line as much. At home, I think if they lose, it's a really tight game. So I'll take the 4.5 points at home.
All right. Well, your lock of the week is Green Bay at Tampa Bay. Oh, look at that. A little Bayside game. All right. Packers are a 1-point favorite.
Yeah, the Packers, they're the best team in football. Yeah. they just are. And you always wondered, kind of going into any sports season, what teams were going to be able in this very, you know, the word they say, our world is very unique right now. And, you know, the distractions of dealing with a pandemic, nobody's been better suited for it than Aaron Rodgers. And he's been sensational. They're also coming off their bye week. They're the best team in the NFL, the best offense in the NFL. And offense also dictates. And they're also going to get Devontae Adams back this week. Tough road game in Tampa, and you always go, well, Brady's going to bounce back. And, you know, he didn't know the downs last week and against Nick Foles, didn't walk across and shake his hand. Tom Brady is not the Tom Brady we know from years and a couple of decades. So I think this is just an easy game for the Packers, especially coming off the bye. They'll travel to Tampa Bay. It'll be the Battle of the Bay, but it'll be Tampa Bay who ends up crying in their beer.
All right, and speaking of the darkness, it's the Ravens at the Eagles. The Ravens are a 7.5-point favorite.
Well, with all the Senate hearings for the Supreme Court, can I recuse myself from this game? Because the Eagles are just tough to watch. And even at points in games, John, where it seems like they're straightening it out and they're having some success in the game, it's still hard to watch.
Because you know the interception's coming any minute.
Yeah, and that's the odd part, because Carson Wentz in each of the last two seasons only threw 7 picks through at least 12 games in each season.
Mm-hmm.
And this season, he just keeps throwing it to other team.
He had 7 in the first 2 games.
Yeah, that's stunning to me. And look, their best receiver is Travis Fogelman. It's a great story, but nobody knew who Travis Fulgham was 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't look at it and go, oh, they got lucky. They finally found a receiver. Bull. He's playing over his head. I just can't see sustainability. Now, the Ravens defense has not been Ravens defense-like either. But I think that they come in this week. They're 4-1. And despite the fact that they have the 24th-ranked offense in the NFL, John, their plus-minus differential, point differential, is plus 73.
Wow.
It's stunning to me that just in 5 games, they're plus 73. They've scored 149 points. They've only given up 76. They're going to score again this week against the Eagles defense. And I got to take the Ravens minus the 7.5.
All right.
Even though there's going to be fans.
All right. So the Chiefs at the Bills, the Kansas City, a 4.5-point favorite. You're still taking the Bills. Your lock of the week, Green Bay at Tampa Bay. The Packers by 1. You're taking the Packers. And with the Eagles Ravens game, yeah, of course you're taking the Ravens with a 7.5-point, you know.
For battle the of the birds.
Yeah.
One can fly, one can't.
We're getting ready for Tinkle Can. Give me a caller number. What caller should we pick up the phone for Tinkle Can?
Well, I'm not going to make whoever does your phones go crazy, so we'll go with caller. We'll go with Jaws' number 7.
Number 7. Caller 7, 215-263-WMGK. We're looking for you for Tinkle Can. Jason, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Enjoy.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
He will be appearing as part of his Best Medicine tour at Soul Joe's Comedy Club tomorrow night for 2 shows at 6 and 9 o'clock. You can always get tickets through sjpcomedy.com. When we last left our hero, I believe he was sleeping in a hut in Thailand. Is that where we left off?
It was in Tibet, I think.
It was in Tibet. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right, exactly. And boy, somebody actually recognized me yesterday. I saw this guy walk around in New York City. I live in New York. He was being really safe. He was wearing one of those real deal gas masks. And then on the front of the gas mask, he had a surgical mask. So his giant gas mask was wearing a mask. I thought that was great. So I said, hey, can I take a picture of that? And he said, absolutely. He said, did anybody ever tell you sound like TJ Miller? And I said, well, yeah, a lot, because I am him. And he said, oh, really? Oh, my, I thought you, aren't you supposed to be in Thailand? I said, what? And in my mind, really quickly, I was just talking to Kate about this. Did I post something on Instagram that implies that I'm in Thailand? And I realized, oh, he's talking about Silicon Valley. I said, yeah, in Tibet. And I told him, I said, You know what? Right about now, I really wish I was in Tibet in an opium den. I could really use that right now. But no, I'm right here, and soon I'll be in Royersford, Pennsylvania, Soul Joe's Comedy Club tomorrow.
Well, this is the first time you've been out on the road in a while, hasn't it now?
Well, I've done quite a few weekends. I've done about 5 weekends on the road, but I'm only doing clubs where they're doing it right. As, you know, the tour is called the Best Medicine Tour. The audience has to feel comfortable, and I have to feel comfortable, and then we can all just laugh and let it go, because people are so appreciative, you know, for the laughter to actually get out of their house to drink in public instead of drinking private all the time. We've been drinking a lot for so long. For so long, our bars have been our living room, you know? And to be honest with you, I get cut off in my living room a lot more than at most bars. My wife has been 86ing me. She's like, you got to go. You're done. And I'm like, but I know the owner. It's me. I'm the owner. And she says to me, hey, TJ, look, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't understand that. I guess I am drunk.
That was good pandering. Real nice pandering. Yeah.
Speaking of your wife, boy, did you overachieve in that department.
Are you kidding me? Have you seen that movie, She's Out of My League?
Yes.
I'm living it. I'm currently living that. Yeah, it's unbelievable. She's a famous installation artist internationally. Like really famous in the south of France, and I was in the Emoji Movie, so you can imagine how arguments go at home. You know, I sort of say, hey, listen, I think we don't have to take off our shoes when we come inside. And she says, you were in the Emoji Movie. I'm like, okay, I'll take off my shoes when I come inside.
What made you move east? Are you originally from the east?
No, I'm from Denver, Colorado.
Okay.
I'm from right smack in the middle of it, but you know, at the heart of it, I'm a stand-up comic, and so I always wanted to live here because you could bounce around and do 3-4. I used to do 4 or 5 sets a night on weekdays here in New York City.
Sure.
And so that was the life that I kind of wanted, was to be a New York City comic and then do film and television when it made sense. And then her world is really the art world, and that exists in New York City. That isn't really as prominent or important in Los Angeles. New York is different now. You know, my joke lately has been, if you haven't been to New York, it's a lot like I Am Legend, but with less restaurants. it's pretty bizarre here. And going around New York, it's almost like people have gotten used to it. And they're like, okay, well, we're New Yorkers. This is what it is. Now we can drink outside, urinate in public. We all have to wear masks. And everybody, yeah, we all get drunk and have brunch on the street. I guess that's what this is now. And so people are just seeming to kind of get more into the swing of things. We have an Indian summer right now in, I'm going to get canceled. A Native American summer here in New York right now during October. But right now, I just like to get back on the road and get people laughing again. I mean, that's so important. And I get such excellent feedback from people that say, oh, this is our first time out in 5 months. So this is the first time we've actually been laughing and not glued to our phones, and that's great. I mean, we're watching so much Netflix. Has anyone had sex just because they ran out of things to watch on Netflix during quarantine? Is that even? And I'm like, it's not great, but it's better than The Crown, you know. And then, but then I talk about how the problem with quarantine was the only person I could test out material on was Kate. That's it. So I was like, hey, I have this joke, and I'm going to say, it's not great, but it's better than I Need a TV Show, but it can't be like Tiger King. That was great. Not better than Sex with You, Kate, but it was really, really good. And she's like, you should do The Crown. You should see The Crown. And I was like, I don't know what that is. She's like, oh, you haven't seen The Crown? The television show, The Crown? You haven't seen that? And I go, I've been around you 24 hours a day for the last. Do you think I'm just sneaking around watching The Crown in the bathroom, just like closing the door, being like, don't come in, I'm sick. I mean, I'm on season 6. and so then, you know, I do that joke, The Crown, and most audiences are like, huh? What? And so.
I loved it. I thought the punchline was perfect. So.
See, I like that, but you guys. Listen, I know your show. You guys are very classy. You're a little bit higher class. You're watching The Great. You're watching The Crown. most of my audiences are sort of rewatching Tiger King to get the jokes that they missed.
I wouldn't say that we're high class. I talked yesterday about I would eat the backside of the candy corn first.
You know what? To a certain extent, that's being very conscious of the candy corn's needs, you know, and wants. But also, when I Googled you guys, the first thing that came up was Gatorade Dunk. And it did not seem like you were talking about the sports analogy.
We did a topic the other day, and I'm curious as to where you would stand on this, because in Deadpool, you worked in one of the great dive bars of all time. All right.
Yeah.
So give me three things that make a great dive bar.
Oh, you guys do talk about this. Huh? Well, I think actually one of the things that we don't see that often anymore, but a great dive bar has a jukebox, like a CD jukebox or something, but it's got to have the worst music, like more than one rendition of anything Motorhead. You know what I mean? Just like, you know, and then maybe, you know, a bunch of real grimy stuff, you know, like some Poison and some. But then also, just out of the blue, a Sinead O'Connor. You know, just like a couple really weird ones that you got drunk bikers crying to, like, Sometimes the Sun Goes Round the Moon, you know, Whitney Houston type stuff. And then I think you got to have the type of rail whiskey, like no top shelf, really. But you got to have the type of vodka and stuff that if you ever have somebody come in and say, oh, a vodka tonic, what kind of vodka do you have? The bartender's like, Popov, Grishnikov, McGriffy's Irish vodka, and that's it. That's all we got. So you can choose one of those. They all come in plastic bottles. And then I'm always a fan of the pool table with only one cue, you know? So you got to switch off, you know? You're waiting for the other guy. You're like, hey, quit chalking it so much. I'm next. I like a little less chalk. I think those three things are important elements for a great dive bar.
And there's a sign on the wall that says, do not take the pool cue out of the room.
Right, exactly. If you intend to use the pool cue to fight, please leave the playing cue. We have broken cues behind the bar. You can use those when you're fighting. You're going to have an old Western saloon all out. Donnybrook, we've used the pool cues behind the bar.
And I got to tell you, thank you for doing it. Steve and I, we don't know about Dave, but Steve and I are huge fans. So,
well, Dave, you know, Dave doesn't get it. He's just sitting at home watching The Crown, masturbating. We know about Dave. You know?
Has more to do with not being able to grow facial hair, but that's fine.
Well, TJ, if you want to sway Dave, you need to be the next Bond.
I'll take martini to shake it up, dude. No. I'll take an apple fini with extra apple.
With Papa from under the dive bar.
Right. Or Nikolai.
Papa from under the bar and Pop Rocks from the local candy store. The name's Miller. TJ Miller,
our guest. The Best Medicine Tour is going on tomorrow night at Soul Joel's Comedy Club. There are two shows at 6 and 9. There are still tickets available for the 9 o'clock show, and you get tickets through sjpcomedy.com. TJ, I hope I see you this weekend, but if not, please come into town again when we can have people in the studio.
No, thank you so much. I'll definitely come into the studio. If any of your listeners like podcasts, which I'm sure they do, my podcast is Cashing In with TJ Miller. You can find it wherever podcasts are heard. And that's a lot of fun with me and comedian Cash Levy. And come and see me live, though. Get out there. Let's do it. And, yeah, let's go get a couple of cheesesteaks after the show.
Okay.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station. 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.